When the Defense Authorization Act was passed 2 weeks ago, it included $450 million for the treatment of traumatic brain injury, or TBI, of veterans. A press conference today publicized this new funding that could be used to treat veterans with TBI at Tampa's James A. Haley VA Medical Center. Traumatic brain injury is considered the signature injury of the U.S. war on Iraq because of the shocking number of returning veterans who have positive screening tests for TBI. That could be as many as 30,000 of the troops currently serving in Iraq, according to Dr. Stephen Scott, who is chief of rehab and physical therapy at the Haley VA.
Most of them are so severe they never would have survived previous wars. And they're coming back surviving. And therefore, we have not seen them. And because of that uniqueness, that's why it's been named the signature. In terms of frequency and number, basically most places now, in terms of the screening, not actual diagnosis, anywhere between 15 and 20% are coming back with symptoms or suggestions of questionnaires that they may have some type of mild or some type of head injury.
U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, a Democrat whose district includes parts of Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Manatee counties, is a member of the Armed Services Committee. That committee successfully included language in the 2008 Defense Authorization Act, providing the $450 million for TBI treatment.
Here at the Haley VA Center in Tampa, we are one of four polytrauma centers in the country that takes care of the most critically wounded veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. And the signature wound of the war in Iraq is traumatic brain injury. So I was able to include in the defense bill last year as a member of the Armed Services Committee a new collaborative effort between the University of South Florida College of Medicine and the researchers here at the Haley VA to tackle this terrible signature wound of the war in Iraq and help the families, help the soldiers, help them with long-term treatment.
The number of veterans returning from the U.S. wars on Iraq and Afghanistan with TBI could actually be higher than estimated. That's in part because some soldiers may be reluctant to report their injuries.
I hear stories that some returning veterans still are not receiving the proper screening when they leave the battlefield. You know, we have a lot of brave, tough young folks, and what they say is they want to get home. They don't have any physical wounds, but maybe they were in the vicinity of a serious blast. And that rang their bell, and they think, well, I'm tough, I can get over it, I'm not. And then they come back home and trying to reintegrate into their family life, into regular life, has been very, very difficult for them.
Stephen Clasco is the vice president of the Health Science Center at USF and is dean of the College of Medicine. He told WMNF that the partnership between USF and the Haley VA's Polytrauma Center should make the area competitive to receive the funding for research, treatment, and education.
Now what this does is basically say, if you're going to look at a model, what's happening in Tampa is the model you should look at. So it allows us to compete on the level with the absolute best in the country, which we knew we were, but it's important that when the legislators look at giving out that kind of money, they recognize that that's the case. So it's the combination of everything coming together that now puts us in the lead that will allow us to recruit some of the best folks in the country, whether it's to the VA or to the university or to both, that we might not have had without this legislation.
WMNF spoke with a wheelchair-bound veteran who wished to remain anonymous. He is a paraplegic due to injuries he sustained in Vietnam, where he was stationed from 1968 through 1970.
It took me a long time to get involved with the VA system. Me personally, speaking for nobody else but myself, I think the health care they give the veterans are inadequate. I don't think they do enough for the veterans, regardless of what war they're from. They've come a long way, but they got a long way to go. I don't think that for 1 second they're remotely close to doing anything great for anybody.
He said that services for injured veterans could be improved. He travels 45 to 50 miles each way from home to the Haley VA Medical Center 2 to 3 times per week.
They need more of everything. They need more doctors that are willing to stand and not look for them $2 million a year paychecks. They need more doctors that are dedicated and being doctors. They need a lot more caring nurses. They need a lot more spinal cord facilities and brain facilities, and not have one in Florida and one in Virginia and one in New York and one in California. They need many more hospitals in Florida.
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.